I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's time for the Score Evening Show, weeknight 6 till 9 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Here's your host, Rami Makhlouf.
That's me, and with you for the next 3 hours on the Score Evening Show and live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. I got Adam Studzinski on the other side of the glass, and what a show he has put together for you and me tonight. Jared Willis, baseball writer for CHGO Sports. He'll be here coming up at 7:20 to talk Cubs and Sox. And Alex Shapiro, who's over there at CHSN covering the Bears, he'll join me to talk, well, Bears, coming up at 8 o'clock. In between all that, well, plenty of time to talk to you at 312-644-6767. Thank you, Adam. If you want to get in on the phones or on the text line, plenty of time for you, including this whole first hour. I'm going to try and get some Cubs talk in. I'm going to try and get some Bears talk in. And it's just me and you and Adam Studzinski for the whole 6 o'clock hour. So if you want to get in and talk a little Cubs or Bears with me, 312-644-6767 is how you can get in on the Score Evening Show. I want to start off the show asking, is there any concern? And you know what? Before I even ask the question, disclaimer, all right, because we always get accused of being alarmists or trying to incite panic for ratings or whatever the case might be, or draw up phone calls or get clicks or whatever. When I say concern, I don't mean like, oh my God, the sky is falling. That's not what I mean when I say concern, okay? So don't jump down my neck about that. I'm talking about the type of concern that you have about a playoff baseball team, about a baseball team that we expect to be relevant into September and into October, and hopefully be competitive at that point and be the type of baseball team that can make a deep run and make some noise in October. And yes, maybe sniff around a World Series. I don't think that that's a crazy discussion to have with the quality of the baseball, the level of the baseball the Cubs have played to this point in the season, and just the weird, wacky nature of baseball, and especially its postseason. So that's what I mean when I say, any concern creeping in about this Cubs offense? 312-644-6767 as they fall again to the Phillies today. They lose their second straight series after I think it was 8 or 9 straight series that they had won previous to that. And 7-2, the final out there in Philadelphia. And I was looking at it today, and I was watching this offense struggle. And no PCA today. He got his first day off of the season. And I was like, man, you know, this feels like it's been happening lately. And I'm charting scores day by day. I was just watching the Cubs, and I was like, it feels like this team has had trouble scoring, which is not a feeling or a thought that I've had at any point in the season. I think the last time I was hosting and Adam was producing for me, he said they were like 19 runs ahead of the next closest team in runs scored. They've caught up since, and I think the Cubs are second in runs scored now, but there's been no point in this season where I've had even a lick of doubt or a hint of concern about this offense. But now, as I said, they lost two series in a row, four of their last six, and they scored three or fewer runs in all five losses on this nine-game road trip as they went 4-5 out east. And I was like, I think it goes back a little bit further than that. So I kept on going back through the scores, going back through the schedule and through the scores, three or fewer runs in nine of their last 15 games. That's not terrible. That's not a bad offense. But again, I'm looking at this through the lens of a playoff baseball team and how I would watch a playoff baseball team and evaluate a playoff baseball team and evaluate their chances of making, as I said, a deep playoff run. So three or fewer runs in all five losses on this nine-game road trip, and in nine of their last 15, going back to the Colorado series, and the Colorado series may be the most concerning because they're the Rockies. You know what I'm like? That's one of the worst baseball teams I have ever watched play baseball, and I think they held the Cubs to three or fewer runs in two of that three-game series. So this has been going on for a minute, and I started going through the Cubs lineup today and just kind of cherry picking some of the guys that have been the drivers of this offense, the guys who have sort of made this thing go. And I'll start with Dansby Swanson, who over the last 7 days, I'm just going to do OPS. I don't want to, you know, go too far in the weeds on the numbers, but over the last 7 days, Dansby Swanson, a 680 OPS, and in June, 620. After he had an 855 in May. Seiya Suzuki, who's been among the league leaders in many statistic categories, including RBIs and home runs. In his last 7 days, he has an 805 OPS, which is not bad. That's pretty good. But in the month of June, he's got a 664 OPS, and he's had as high as a 1045 in April, which is just crazy. But then 879 in May, it's been a rough June for Seiya. Take a look at Kyle Tucker, who's kind of been the guy who makes this whole thing go. 814 OPS in the last 7 days, which is very good. Very, very good. You'll take that from most guys. But this is a guy who's had an OPS of 865, 882, and 886 when broken down by month. Now, he's been good in June. That's 886 in June. He's hitting the ball. He's driving in runs. So he's doing his thing in June. But the last 7 days, slight drop-off for Kyle Tucker. And then the guy who wasn't in the lineup today, but who's sort of been the straw that stirs the drink for this Cubs offense, if it's not Kyle Tucker, and that's Pete Crow Armstrong, who maybe needed this day off. Because in the last 7 days, 613 OPS. And in the month of June, 774. After he went 953 and 888 in April and May. So, like, the four best hitters in your lineup, the four guys who have done the most damage in the middle of that Cubs lineup and driven in a lot of the runs that they've scored this year, which has been as many as almost any in baseball, not doing what you got used to them doing, and all of a sudden it's harder to win baseball games. Now Ian Happ is figuring it out and had three home runs in two games, so that's good. And I know Craig Counsell talked about the fact that this is sort of how baseball and lineups work, is certain guys will sort of slump, if you want to call it that, or have slides, and other guys get hot. And that's what a good offense, a good consistent offense that scores throughout a season does, because nobody's going to be hot for 162 games. I get that. I understand that. But Ian Happ, and especially with production dropping off from the catcher position with Miguel Amaya being injured and Carson Kelly coming back down to earth, that position sort of losing the offensive punch that it gave you. You can't really rely on Justin Turner giving you a lot of offense when he's in there at first base. Michael Busch has been very good when he gets to start at first base. Nico Horner's still looking for his first home run of the season. And Matt Shaw is heating up. the glove is outstanding. He's still figuring it out a little bit with the bat, better than his first stint in the major leagues. But with those four guys, Tucker, Suzuki, Dansby, and PCA, all sort of, again, not none of them bad by major league standards, but not doing what we got used to them doing in the first two or three months of the season, it's hard to score runs, and it makes it real hard to win baseball games, especially against good teams. Because, and again, this is me evaluating this baseball team like a playoff team. Just so we're clear, they're still very good. The sky is not falling. If you're just tuning in, I said that at the beginning. I'm not sounding any panic alarms. The sky is not falling. I'm just evaluating this team as a playoff team. And I know people will point to the pitchers that they've faced when I say that they scored three or fewer runs in all five losses on this nine-game road trip, and some very good pitchers. Mackenzie Gore, Tarik Skubal, Jack Flaherty, Zach Wheeler, Jesus Luzardo, all very, very good pitchers with nasty, nasty stuff who have done some things in this league. But that's what you're going to face on a regular basis come playoff time. Now, the Cubs did in April have the toughest schedule in Major League Baseball, went against some very good pitching staffs, and racked up a lot of runs. So we've seen them do it, but they haven't done it of late. And they haven't done it without both Shota and Justin Steele. Shota on his way back, made a rehab start. Minor league start is hopefully coming up next, and then he should be joining the major league club shortly after that. But it's when you don't have quality starting pitching that you can necessarily count on, and you're not scoring runs, well, it becomes real, real hard to win baseball games, especially against good teams. And the Phillies are a good team. I know they've not played great this season, and their record isn't what many expected it to be, but that's a really good baseball team, and so is Detroit. But that's the type of competition you're going to face. So any concern creeping in about this Cubs offense, 312-644-6767, if you want to get in, give me a call or shoot me a text. And, you know, the type of concern you have about a playoff baseball team. Or maybe you are panicking. I don't know. I don't mind hearing from you. 312-644-6767. But speaking of the starting pitching and that making it hard to win baseball games when you're not scoring runs the way that we got used to watching the Cubs scoring runs, man, the first inning is an issue for Ben Brown. I know. Breaking news. Rami Makhlouf is breaking news for you right here on 670 The Score. The first inning has been a real, real issue for Ben Brown this year. I mean, it's one of those things where you're like, man, I knew it was bad. I didn't know it was that bad until Elise Menneker said on Marquee, I was watching the postgame show, his first inning ERA is now 10.5. 10.5. I don't know how you overcome that. I don't even know if this Cubs offense is clicking. If this Cubs offense is clicking the way we've seen it click.
No!
Thank you, Chuck. Exactly. Catch him at the Pope event at the rate coming up in a few days. That was his conversation with Ant and Mark Grody was outstanding. We should maybe bring a little bit of that to the folks later in the show if we have a few minutes. That was outstanding. I love him trying to get in a score plug the way Pat Hughes did at the World Series parade. But man, can you do the opener? I know they did back on May 31st. They did the opener thing where Drew Pomeranz came out and got the first inning, and then Ben Brown was awesome after that, threw six shutout innings, and then his last time out against the Tigers, and this is when he was going against Skubal. So I don't know if that just brings, you know, facing the best brings out his best or what the case might be, but he was outstanding his last time out, and then he just falls right back into his old habits, and he can't seem to find the strike zone. He doesn't seem to have a lot of confidence in any of his pitches for some reason in the first inning. I don't know what it is or what you do about it, but again, looking at this team through the prism, evaluating them through the prism of this is what I think is a playoff team, and if things go right, one that could make a deep run. He can't be part of your playoff rotation if his ERA is 10.5 in the first inning. He can't be. Which That's concerning. You would like Ben Brown to be part of your playoff road, because when the stuff is on, good Lord, he's downright dominant. And like I said, in that game against the Tigers, he went pitch for pitch with Skubal, who's the best pitcher in this league 2 years running. And he has that type of stuff in him. But if you can't rely on this guy to get out of the first inning without giving up a few runs, you can't have him in your playoff rotation, unless you're going to do the opener thing for the playoffs. And I know Craig Counsell, he can get a little crazy. He can get a little wacky with his playoff pitching use. I was trying to think of the right word there. The way he uses his pitcher is in the postseason. He's the one that kind of made him come up with this rule that pitchers have to face three batters. Because when he was with the Brewers in their series against the Dodgers, I forget who the pitcher was. I was working in Milwaukee at the time. Brought him out for one at bat, so the Dodgers would throw their left-handed lineup at the Brewers and then brought in the lefty. So I don't know if we'll see what happens between now and the trade deadline. And I'm going to talk about that coming up at 7 o'clock. We heard from Jed Hoyer today. If you missed that, you'll hear some of that in that segment coming up at 7 o'clock. I don't know what's gonna come of the rotation between now and the trade deadline, but if you can't figure out this first inning thing with Ben Brown, somehow, some way, whether it's somebody you add or somebody in the system right now, you got to find somebody to take that spot in the rotation and maybe just take that spot and try and figure out what Ben Brown's role is if he can't get outs in the first inning. Because, man, a 10.5 ERA in the first is just – he's allowed 14 first-inning runs. Or actually, he had allowed 14 first-inning runs coming into today and then gave up another three. 14 plus three. He's given up 17 first-inning runs, you guys. It's a lot, and you cannot have that in the postseason when you're going against some really, really good baseball teams. 312-644-6767. Any concern about this Cubs offense and Ben Brown, if you want to talk about that as well? Let's go to Ray. He's in Orland Park. Ray, you're now on the score. What's up, buddy?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I agree with Jed earlier about getting pitching. I think the offense will, you know, correct itself. There's too many good bats, and they've proven that over these 3 months. But you got to get some nasty on that staff, people who can strike people out, people who intimidate. When you got to roll the Chapman, you brought in nasty. I keep hearing Chris Sale's name floated around. That would be a great pick, I think, because he's a veteran, he's won, and he brings that nasty. And go get one of those closers from a last-place team like Baltimore or Washington, and let's take another championship home. What do you think?
I appreciate the call, and Chris Sale is a name that will come up in that 7 o'clock segment when talking about what the Cubs might do, how aggressive they might be between now and the trade deadline. It's interesting, man. It's interesting because, and he brought up Baltimore. There's a number of teams that, I mean, we still have over a month and a half between now and the trade deadline, but there's a number of teams, Baltimore being one of them, Atlanta being another one, that expected to compete and have players on their roster that are quality baseball players that have done some things in this league and have won in the postseason that might be on the trading block. This might be one of the more interesting trade deadlines that we've seen in a few years. But again, I'll get into that conversation, and we'll hear from Jed Hoyer coming up at 7 o'clock. You want to talk Cubs, 312-644-6767. Any concern creeping in about this offense and Ben Brown while we're at it? 312-644-6767. Also talk some Bears a little later this hour with you. It's Rami Makhlouf. It's Score Evenings right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's hard to keep your batting eyes sharp. Here's a fly ball to the left. It's going to be caught by Kepler, and the ball game is over. The Phillies have beaten the Cubs today 7-2. The Phillies win the series 2 out of 3.
That was heard right here on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and the Cubs Southwest Airlines Radio Network. By the way, coming up tomorrow, Circus Sports Illinois presents a live score broadcast from the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar, 2116 East Grand Avenue in Lindenhurst. It'll be Mark Grody and myself with special guest Bill Wennington from 4 to 6 taking the first round action from Oakmont. And while you're on site, download and fund the Circus Sports Illinois app to reserve a matchback incentive up to $500 directly into your account and take your swing at $5,000 with a hole-in-one contest from the Lynx. That's tomorrow at 2 at the Lynx Golf Bar in Lindenhurst. Come hang out with myself and Mark Grody. You know there will be bears talk when me and Grody get together. Right now, asking you, any concern creeping in about the Cubs offense and or Ben Brown and his first inning struggles? 312-644-6767. Got a couple guys waiting on hold, including Chris in Evanston, who now is on the score. Chris, what's up, buddy?
Good evening. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I do have some concerns, especially when Dansby Swanson's batting cleanup. His propensity to strike out. There's times when he looks lost at the plate. But that being said, the Cubs have played the first, you know, however many games they've played, and they've been really good. I don't think we can expect PCA to maintain that level of power throughout the season. I don't think we're going to be seeing, you know, now that Amaya's gone down, I don't think Kelly's going to be hitting at the same level that he was. He was absolutely on fire there for the first month of the season. I think we're going to see some cooling off, and I think, you know, it's just going to be difficult to sustain that level, and I think they're going to be overtaxed because these players are playing a lot of innings. The starters are playing a lot of innings.
They are.
Between Horner and Swanson and PCA, they're playing a lot of innings, and they're going to need some rest. And I'm not sure who's going to step up and take their place, but I see that as a problem, and I see the bullpen also as a problem too. Even though they've been lights out lately, they're going to get overworked if we can't get past the third or fourth inning with our starters. And so those are my two major concerns. With a lack of a defined closer has been a problem for years. They just haven't addressed that going into the season. I think this closing by committee is not really working out the way they had hoped it would be, although Palencia has pitched really well at times. I'm sure Presley would like to get back into that role, but he doesn't throw it over 93 or 94 miles an hour. I think it's hard to be a closer in this league if you can't bring the ball with a lot of heat. Anyway, yeah, that's all I have to say.
That's why I like Palencia. Thanks for the call. That's why I like Palencia in that closer role, because that dude does bring some heat. We'll see how long he can hold it down, but if it ain't broke, I say don't fix it for now. Now, is that stopping me from going and getting a closer at the trade deadline? No, absolutely not. If that's something I can do, I go and do that. You are asking a lot of the bullpen. I have a lot of faith in Jed Hoyer and his player development staff and Craig Counsell and his pitching staff that they'll find quality arms and they'll put guys in good situations when it comes to their bullpen and what they do with their relievers. I have a lot of faith in those guys, but he does have a point when he says that you're asking a lot of them, and it's going to be hard for that bullpen to keep being this good when you keep having outings as short as this Cubs starting staff has had. So that's a fair point. When it comes to the offense, Dansby is not going to bat cleanup every day. PCA was not in the lineup today. Guys are playing a lot of innings, and Craig Counsell is conscious of that and gave PCA the day off today and has said he plans on finding spots in the schedule for days off for all his guys coming up soon. Kyle Tucker just got a little break when he jammed the ring finger on his hand. So he's probably pretty fresh and doesn't need a lot of time off. But yeah, Saya, Dansby, a lot of these guys, Nico, have been playing pretty much every day and not getting a lot of days off. Ian Happ, another one. So that will catch up to him. I think Craig Counsell is, like I said, pretty conscious of that and is going to start finding days off for those guys between now and the All-Star break. When he talked about the production of a couple of guys specifically, I don't know. I honestly don't know how long or if this is a permanent thing when you talk about the pop and the power that PCA has shown in his bat this year. Because when Jed Hoyer is telling you, yeah, we knew he could hit the ball, but not like that, and Craig Counsell is saying the same thing, and I talked with Alex Cohen of Marquee Sports, who was the play-by-play guy in AAA as PCA was coming up through the Cubs system. He told me the same thing. Like, yeah, I didn't know that guy could generate that kind of power. So it will be interesting to see if he can keep that up, but I wouldn't rule it out. That's a guy really coming into his own, and maybe he just had a little bit more in there than even those guys that I just rattled off thought that he had in there. I wouldn't rule it out. The catcher position, yeah. When Miguel Amaya went down, I was like, oh boy. Remember they were the most productive offensive catcher tandem or getting the most production from the catcher position of anybody in Major League Baseball? Yeah, I knew that was about to come to an end. I knew they'd come down to earth. Remember Carson Kelly was leading the league in OPS for a while there? That was fun. Those were good times. I think you would have seen a drop-off in the offensive production even if Miguel Amaya didn't get hurt. Maybe not to this degree. Well, definitely not to this degree. But Miguel Amaya was a little over his head there in terms of the way he was swinging the bat. So that was going to come down to earth either way, but it's really fallen to earth here with Amaya going down with the injury. Let's stay in Evanston and go to Rich. Rich, you're on the score. What's up, buddy?
This is Rich in Rolling Meadows.
Oh, sorry, Rich. You're in Rolling Meadows. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, I was wondering about the starting pitching, why the Cubs have not looked into Mitch Spence from Oakland. He's a starting pitcher. He can go relief as well. He's got four or five pitches, and he gets people out. Why haven't they dug into Oakland's pitching staff and got him out of there?
I'm sure Oakland will be one of the teams that's picked clean come the trade deadline. It's still, and like I said, we're going to talk about what the Cubs might do at the trade deadline coming up at 7 o'clock, but I do have to remind you and remind myself, it's June 11th. You know what I mean? There isn't there isn't a lot of action happening right now. I don't know that I've heard of one significant trade that's happened yet. And I'd like the Cubs to be out ahead of the pack, out ahead of the curve in terms of being active, because you don't want to get, you know, scraps off the top of the heap at the end of whatever the frenzy might be that is this year's trade deadline. But it's plenty early. It's plenty early. So I'm not wondering why they haven't gone and made any particular move or pillaged anybody's roster yet, because it's not quite time for that yet. But we'll talk about it coming up at 7 o'clock. This offense, though, man, it's not been what we got used to seeing. We'll see if the day off did PCA some good when he gets back in the lineup tomorrow and the Cubs start a series with the Pirates. And by the way, the Pirates, maybe not the panacea that they may seem when it comes to this Cubs team and that offense, because they got a guy named Paul Skenes and a couple other guys who can get outs, who can get people out. That's one thing that Pirates team can do pretty well. So that will be a good test, actually, for the Cubs in this lineup, and to see if they can get things going. And being back home should help. They haven't played at home, I think, since June 1st, maybe even going back to May 31st, since the Cubs have had a home game. So that should help as well. Maybe the day off does something for PCA, and as I said before, more days off coming for a few of these guys based on what I heard Craig Counsell say. We'll hit a quick break. On the other side, we'll switch gears. We'll talk a little Bears, and we haven't really seen the top two rookies for this Bears team all offseason. Is that something to look at or no? We'll talk about that right after this. Rami Makhlouf, Score Evening Show at Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
you guys expect Loveland to be good to go for the start of training camp?
To be honest with you, I don't know. I haven't even looked that far ahead. We will get that before we officially break for summer, just the expectation for camp and who's going to be full go day one and who we're still limited and working in. So I don't have that answer for you.
You're listening to Score Evenings, weeknights 6 to 9.
That was Ben Johnson talking about first-round pick Colston Loveland, who has not practiced yet in all the off-season training activities and mini camps that the Bears have had. And by the way, last one today for 6 weeks. The Bears will not convene again to give us Bears things to talk about for 6 weeks. That's a long time without any Bears. I don't know what do we do? How do we do this? How do I come up with 3 hours of things to talk about into this thing with no Bears getting on football fields, even if it is just in, you know, shorts and shells for 6 weeks? I thought the NFL had this whole calendar thing figured out, but I guess not. But that was Ben Johnson talking about Colston Loveland, the first-round pick, who, like I said, has not participated in any of the offseason activities. He was on a side field during this latest round of voluntary OTAs in the last couple of days, catching passes, but still recovering from shoulder surgery. And you heard Ben Johnson say there, maybe ready for training camp, maybe not. And their other top two pick, Luther Burden, who was taken early in the second round, also has not been on the field yet this offseason. And I want to ask, I used to play a game on a show I hosted back in the day. We had sound effects and everything. You know, Adam Studzinski, you know the old game show, Deal or No Deal?
I do.
I didn't want to make you go through all this for one segment. You know, it's not like a regular game that we're going to play. You know, all the Deal or No Deal sound effects. And I would just play a game that was very simply called Big Deal or No Big Deal, that the Chicago Bears' top two rookies have not been on the field this offseason. 312-644-6767 if you want to get in on that conversation. I say, and this is a little bit of a cop out, I'm not taking either option, kind of a big deal, just a little bit of a big deal, if that makes any sense. And if you don't agree with me, you don't believe me, you think I'm, you know, being typical media alarmist and trying to stir up some panic again, well, here's what Ben Johnson had to say about his top two rookies not being on the practice field at all this offseason.
He misses a lot. I mean, anytime you're not out there, if you're in the training room when the rest of the guys are practicing, you're losing valuable time. Valuable time with your coaches, valuable reps with your teammates, the ability to build the trust that we're talking about. It's not just the coaching staff having trust in you doing the right thing over and over, but it's also your teammates. They got to be out there. They got to see you do it. They got to know that the guy right left of them, that they're going to do the right things and they're going to make the plays when called upon. So, I think it's for everybody, and it's a shame that he got dinged up and missed all that time, because for a young player, it's really where you get the most reps and you can get better in a hurry that way. So that's really for every player on this team.
I hate to repeat myself, but do you anticipate he'll be good for training camp?
He will, yeah.
There's Ben Johnson, and he was talking specifically about Luther Burden there. I said he was talking about both of his top two rookies. He was talking specifically about Luther Burden there, who suffered a soft tissue injury in the first round of Bears rookie camp and hasn't been back since. But I think it applies for both those guys. And when I say kind of a big deal, I don't mean like, oh my God, this is going to wreck the season or sideline these guys' careers. Not by any means. But there are steps to be taken individually and as a team to get where the Bears are trying to go and for those guys to be the football players that the Bears hope they can be and contribute to this team at the level that the Bears hope that they can contribute. And when you're not getting out on the field, you're not taking those first few steps in your development. And the Bears aren't taking those first few steps in figuring out how these guys fit into the picture or fit into the puzzle. It's like what I say about Caleb Williams. And I still kind of lose my mind about how they botched last offseason in keeping Matt Eberflus and hiring Shane Waldron and basically wasting the first year of Caleb Williams' career. And whenever I go off on a rant about this, people will text or tweet and go, well, that's in the past. They got Ben Johnson now. Why are you still worried? Why are you still worried about that? Why are you still talking about that? Because we're not where we could be. The Bears are not where they could be as a team, as an organization. Caleb Williams, I hope he didn't take steps backwards, but there were steps forward that he could have taken last year were he in a functional situation that he didn't take. And now he's got to make those steps up and take those steps at some point to be the quarterback who we all think he will be. Now, this guy is missing minicamp. It's not a 5-12 season. It's not 10 losses in a row. It's not taking 68 sacks or whatever it was that Caleb Williams took last year. That's a lot more damage. And to me, doing a lot more stunting of his development than what we're talking about with a couple of guys not being on the practice field for offseason OTAs. But still, steps that they could be taking in their development, the very first few steps that they could be taking in their development, the very first few steps that the Bears could be taking in figuring out how these guys fit into the picture, they're not taking right now. And so that's a setback. Not a huge deal, but it's a little bit of a setback. And I don't know about you, I need this thing to get going. I need this thing to get going and get going quickly. Because yes, first year head coach. Yeah, new system on offense and on defense. Yeah, a lot of new faces. Yeah, young roster. I don't care. It's year four of the Ryan Poles era. If you're not winning by year four, we got a problem. Even with everything that I just said, if you're not winning by year four, we got a problem. I'm not going to have a lot of patience for this football team this year. There's a voice in the back of my head that's going, you better have patience. You better have patience for a first-time, first-year head coach installing a new offensive system with a second-year quarterback who got his brains beat in his first year and a new defensive coordinator and all the new faces. You better have patience because it takes time. But that's a voice, a very faint voice in the back of my head. Other than that, no. I will not have patience, no matter how reasonable or logical it would be to have some patience for this thing. I don't.
I'm with you, Rami. I'm not here for the patience.
Exactly.
Even as far as like understanding that the offense might not be, you know, perfect. It'll be far from perfect at first, of course.
Sure.
But as far as wins this season, I expect wins. However it looks, I expect wins. And so as far as what you're saying, I agree in the sense I'm not going to be patient and waiting for them to win games. I expect them to win games this year.
Yeah. And that should be the expectation of Bears fans everywhere. Simply because, like I said, it's year four of the Ryan Poles era. If they fired Ryan Poles and got a new GM and a new head coach this year, and you know that there is some roster reconstruction, if not a whole rebuild, that's going to start all over again, okay, all right. I have to reset the clock on my patience.
Well,
okay.
And it's because of that, what you're saying here is, they haven't done things this year that tell us we should be patient. They've
exactly.
done things that say they think they're ready to win now.
He said it.
They're ready to win now. And the moves they've made this year have said that they think they're ready to win now, from upgrading the offensive line to the types of players that they drafted. They haven't done anything that tells me, okay, pump the brakes a little bit. They think they're ready to go now. So we should expect that.
Yeah, we should. We should. And
I'm not saying Super Bowl contender. I'm saying, yeah, we should expect a winning record.
Like I was saying about in the last couple of segments about the Cubs being relevant in September, the Bears should be relevant in December and January.
I don't think that's too much to ask for. I really don't think it is. And with the talent that I think this roster has, and with the significant upgrade I believe in coaching, I don't think that's unreasonable to expect them to be playing meaningful games in, God forbid, January. You know, get to the last week of the season and have a meaningful game for once.
That would be fun. That, remember what that was like? I kind of do.
When was the last time that they had a truly meaningful... So 2020 would have been the last time they had an actual meaningful game the last week of the season. And it doesn't feel like it, because remember they kind of backed into the playoffs, but they did go into the last week of that season knowing that if they somehow beat the Packers on the road, they were going to be in the playoffs. And then they got in anyway because... I think, who was it? The Cardinals had to lose, and they did.
Oh, that's right.
So
that's
they
right.
got in. They got in anyway, but they had a meaningful game in Week 17.
That being said, do you think these guys missing these mini camps is meaningful? Is significant? Not a huge deal, but it matters.
I think it matters. I think if you're asking the question that you started the segment with, which is big deal or no big deal, on that binary scale, I would go no big deal. Yet, now this is my caveat, and again, kind of like what you were saying, this is, I guess, kind of a cop-out. It's not a big deal yet. Now, Ben Johnson, as we heard in that cut earlier, said he expects Luther Burden to be back for training camp. So, assuming that Ben Johnson's right and wasn't lying to us, and Luther Burden comes out and is good to go to start training camp, then okay, I'm not necessarily worried about him. Colston Loveland, we knew was going to be questionable going up to training camp. So I'm not worried about that situation yet. Now, if we get like 3 weeks into training camp and Colston Loveland still isn't on the field, that's a problem. But we knew that we were going to have to be a little patient with Colston Loveland. So I'm not worried about that one yet.
In the and it was the first time I heard it in the promo that we ran during the commercial, and David Hall was talking about this very, actually we played a little bit of the same clip that ran in that promo. He seems to think that there was a message being sent to Luther Burden, who, as David said, has been on TikTok more than he's been on the practice field for the Bears this offseason, and hinting at maybe some frustration there that Luther Burden hasn't been on the football field. I haven't heard that. David talks to a lot more people than I do and is much more in the know than I am. I had not heard that, and everything I heard about Luther Burden in the aftermath of him being drafted was tireless worker. That there is some things, he has some habits on the field that rub some coaches the wrong way, but in terms of preparation and practice habits, tireless worker. He went and caught footballs the night that he wasn't drafted in the first round, was running routes and was practicing. So it would surprise me, honestly, if, and I don't know Luther Burden that well, but it would surprise me if there was any question about his effort and his want to get out on the practice field at this point. But it sounded like that's what David was hinting at in the promo. Maybe I'm taking that out of context in saying that. Let's quick get in a call on this. 312-644-6767. Actually, we got to get to a break. So if you want to get in on that, 312-644-6767. You're right. On the binary big deal or no big deal, I would probably have to lean no big deal. On a scale of 1 to 10 of a big deal or no big deal, it's like a 2 or a 3. I don't think that's overstated. Basically, what I'm saying is steps those guys could have been taking in off-season camps, they'll now have to take in training camp, and steps that they would be taking in week 1 or week 2 of their NFL career, maybe they're taking them in weeks 3 and weeks 4 of their NFL career. Minor setbacks, but still setbacks, and for a team and a situation that I don't have a lot of patience for. We'll hit a quick break on the other side. Trade deadline just over a month and a half away. How aggressive do you expect Jed Hoyer and the Cubs to be before the trade deadline? We heard from the Cubs president of baseball operations. We'll hear that and talk about it a little bit right after this. It's Rami Makhlouf at Score Evenings, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.